You're listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studio of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking. We're thankful that you're a part of our congregation today. Trust you'll stay with us. Trust the Lord will make our service a blessing to you. Opening our service with the choir singing for us, "This World Is Not My Home."
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid out somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Heavenly Father, we're truly thankful for the privilege of sharing this broadcast with this precious people today. We're trusting that the Holy Spirit will be able to use us to make it a blessing. Now we know that you love everybody, and we know that Jesus tasted death for everyone. So remember our congregation today, and if there be those who know thee not, may the love of God, may the Spirit of God work with their hearts and lead them to repentance and to salvation. So get glory to yourself through our service today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue the musical part of our service. This time the selection is "It Is Well With My Soul."
And
Subject for today's broadcast, the soul, and our text of scripture will be Ezekiel chapter 18 and verse 4. Behold, all souls are mine, as the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. There are many scriptures in the Bible where the word soul and spirit are found that has no reference to the inner man. We hear the expression, that poor soul, or that person showed a bad spirit. And of course, those references or those uses of the word soul and spirit is not referring to what we call the inner man, the real spiritual man. But because of this, many deny the teaching that we are a twofold being. But I would like for you to consider with me today the thought of the soul and the spirit as pertaining to the inner man. And they are used interchangeably in some verses also. Now we read in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, where God said, "Let us make man in our own image, after our own likeness." And Jesus tells us that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And I don't believe that God is a physical being. I believe that when he said, "Let us make man in our own image," he was not only talking about forming a physical man, but as the scriptures say, he breathed into man the breath of life, and he became a living soul. God told Adam, after he had formed Adam, and also after he had made him a wife, he told them that they should not eat of the tree of life, which was in the midst of the garden, because whenever they did, or if they did, they would surely die. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And we know, if you are familiar with the scriptures, that Eve did eat of the fruit of the tree and gave to Adam, and he did also eat. So both of them died. For God said, in the day that you eat of the fruit of that tree, you shall die. Now, what kind of death did they really die? Again, our text says in Ezekiel 18:4, "Behold, all souls are mine, as the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul of the sinner, it shall die." So what died, as far as Adam and Eve is concerned, or of souls later on? The Bible says that all have sinned, so all had life at one time, and they sinned, and they lost that life. They died. But since the soul can die and the body live on, what does soul death really mean? It does not mean that it ceases to exist. It means spiritual separation from God. Before Adam and Eve sinned, God came down in the cool of the evening and fellowshiped with them, and they enjoyed his fellowship. But after they sinned and their soul was separated from God, they no longer had fellowship with God. They tried to hide themselves. So spiritual death is separation from God. Death to the soul can, after the death to the soul, it can be made alive. If the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he hath robbed, walk in the statutes of life, without committing an iniquity, he shall surely live, he shall not die. None of his sins that he hath committed shall be mentioned unto him. He hath done that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. That's Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 15 and 16. So we see here that after a person dies, if they will come to God with a broken and a contrite heart and truly repent of and forsake their sins and do what is right, then they will have life and they shall not die. We are told by the Apostle Paul in 6:23 of Romans, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And again, all souls have sin. Whenever a child comes to the knowledge of right and wrong, and 12 years of age has nothing to do with it, it's knowledge. When a child comes to the knowledge of right and wrong in the sight of God and willingly and knowingly does what is wrong, that soul sins and it dies. However, the body lives on, and so they can be made alive. And you hath he quickened, we read in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1, and you hath he quickened, which means to make alive or to resurrect him, who were dead in trespasses and sins. And then we read in Ephesians 2, verses 4, 5, and 6, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses and sins, he hath quickened us and made us alive. By grace ye are saved, and he hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So it is possible for the soul that has died, it is possible for that soul to be made alive. Now, again, there are those who do not believe that we have a soul in the sense of which I speak of it on this broadcast today. But I'd like to call your attention to the book of Genesis 35, and I'd like to read verses 17 and 18. And this is speaking in reference to Rachel. Verse 35, or chapter 35, and verses 17 and 18. And it came to pass, when she was in hard labor, that the midwife said unto her, fear not, thou shalt have this son also. And it came to pass, as her soul was departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni. But his father called him Benjamin. Now we see from this passage of Scripture that whenever the soul left the body, Rachel died. And that is true of everybody. The body without the spirit is dead. That's when a physical body actually dies, is whenever the spirit or whenever the soul leaves the body. And you hath he quickened, who were dead, but God has resurrected you, made you alive, and made you to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So whenever a person dies, if they will come to God and truly repent of their sins, ask his pardon and forgiveness, confess their sins, God will forgive, and he will give them life. He will resurrect them and make them sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, we read in John 5:25, where Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, that the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they shall live. Now, that's not talking about resurrection from a physical standpoint. Jesus said, the hour is coming, and now is, that the dead, and that's talking about the spiritual dead, shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. In other words, whenever a sinner hears the voice of God or hears the gospel preached, and they respond to it, they obey it, then they shall be made alive. The unsaved, whenever they hear the gospel preached, I say, they obey it, then they are raised from death to life in Christ. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So we read in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 12. Now, one of the meanings of the word spirit is wind. Yes, One of the meanings of the word Spirit, and the word Spirit has different meanings, just like a lot of our words do. And I'd like for us to consider this thought for a minute. After we are saved and we have spiritual life and we die, if we go back into sin, we die again. And so the meaning, one of the meanings of the word Spirit is wind. But let me ask you this question. Can wind sin? Can wind die? Our text says, God said, "Behold, all souls are mine, the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die." Can wind die? Can wind sin? Of course not. And Paul, or Ezekiel, God through Ezekiel, was not talking about wind when he said, "All souls are mine." We read in the New Testament, in John 3, about a man by the name of Nicodemus coming to Jesus. Nicodemus was a religious man. He already professed to have life, but he did not. He did not really know what spiritual life was. And Jesus told him that he must be born again to enter into the kingdom of God, or he must be born again to have spiritual life. Nicodemus didn't understand that, and he questioned Jesus in regard to it. And how can a man be born when he is old? And Jesus said, "That which is born of the Spirit is spirit, and that which is born of the flesh is flesh." Now, what was Jesus talking about when he said, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit"? It would be ridiculous to quote that verse of Scripture and use the words wind instead of spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the wind is wind. That would be ridiculous. Is it not clear from this that the flesh and the spirit are not one and the same? Our parents gave us physical birth. God gives us spiritual birth. If God did not breathe into that union the breath of life, there would be no conception in the mother's womb. The Bible tells us that God is the Father of spirits. I say our parents gave us physical birth, but God gives spiritual birth. Now we read in the book of Ecclesiastes that the word of God tells us, "Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it." Now, is that talking about wind? No. It says the flesh shall return to the dust of the earth, but the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. God is the Father of spirits, and God is the one that gives us our spirit. Spiritual resurrection is salvation, as already pointed out. But there shall be a literal resurrection at the end of time. Jesus said, "The hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." But there again, we see the difference between the flesh and the spirit. And I'd like to call your attention for the moment to the book of Revelation in chapter 20 and verse 4. And a lot of people want to make this a thousand-year literal kingdom here on earth, but there is no scriptural support for that. And Revelation 20 and 4 does not give any support for a literal kingdom here on earth. That thousand-year period symbolizes and represents a long period of time. But I want you to notice, "And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned 1,000 years with Christ. And again, I say that 1,000 years represents a long period of time. But the point I want to make from this verse of Scripture is, these were the souls of them that had been slain for the witness of Christ. Now, if we turn over to Revelation chapter 6 and read verse 9, and when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. These are the same souls. These souls that John saw when the fifth seal was opened, they had been slain for the word of God, and those in Revelation 20 and 4 had also been slain. So they are the same soul, but they were not wind, they were souls. And they had lived here on this earth, but they had died by being killed, by slain, or beheaded, or however they may have died, and their souls had gone to be at rest with the Lord. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them which had been slain for the word of God. If you wanted part in that long period of time symbolized by 1,000 years in Revelation 24, you'd have had to live back there in the early morning time and have been slain, because that's the ones that reigned with Christ for that long period of time. And it wasn't physical beings, it was souls. The Hebrew writer said, "It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment." Which side will you be on at the judgment bar of God? Those on the right hand will hear Jesus say, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit a kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world," Matthew 25:34. And then he will say to those on the left-hand side, "Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels," Matthew 25:41. Our Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. We trust the Holy Spirit will bear witness to hearts of the Scriptures and of the preaching of the Word. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We'd be delighted if you'd take time to let us know you hear and appreciate our broadcast. And our mailing address is The Way of Truth, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, you can be with us in our services as they are broadcast live. Sunday morning, 20 minutes before 11. Sunday evening at 6. Wednesday evening at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig, inviting you to be with us on our next broadcast.